Some news now from the world of sports. In Major League Baseball, Rick Porcello had been the starter with the most stamina for the Red Sox this season, pretty consistent as well, lasting at least six innings in his last 15 starts. That was the longest current streak in the majors, but the Kansas City Royals put an end to that last night. Porcello gave up five runs, four earned, and eight hits, failing to get out of the fifth inning last night in an 8-4 loss to Kansas City at Kauffman Stadium. Paulo Orlando did much of the damage for the defending World Series champs. The young outfielder from Brazil hit a two-run homer, added a two-run single, and a triple. The one bright note for the Red Sox was an RBI double by Jackie Bradley Jr., who extended his hitting streak to 22 games. That is the longest in the majors so far this season. The Royals and Red Sox will play an Ernie Banks special today, a day-night doubleheader featuring knuckleball specialist Stephen Wright in Game 1 in the matinee. That starts at 2 o'clock Eastern. David Price gets the start in the nightcap. A couple of notes on some rehabbing Red Sox pitchers. It's a good news, bad news scenario. The bad news first, being a Red Sox fan. Eduardo Rodriguez will miss his next scheduled minor league start due to soreness in his knee. That's the same knee he injured in spring training. So it might be a while before we see Rodriguez in a start for the big club. The good news is Joe Kelly, who's been out with a shoulder impingement, could start Saturday when the Red Sox visit the Cleveland Indians. Last night in Arizona, Zach Greinke got some of his mojo back, and the Diamondbacks beat the New York Yankees 5-3, their second win in as many games over New York. Greinke went eight innings and struck out seven, and Jake Lamb was the hero on offense for the second night in a row. He went deep for a two-run shot off Michael Pineda, whose winless streak for the Yankees has now stretched to seven games. Greinke was a Cy Young Award winner in 2009. That is the kind of pitcher the D-backs were hoping they'd get when they shelled out $175 million over 6 years to have him anchor the staff. But he came into last night's game with an ERA over five and just a 3-3 record. He did make strides to get back to his old self last night with that win. Now, if you like pitchers' duels, last night's Washington Nationals-New York Mets contest was the one to watch. But at Citi Field in Queens, a former Mets slugger got the bulk of the attention, returning for the first time to the field where he starred for New York and now carries a league-leading batting average for Washington. Ex-Mets second baseman Daniel Murphy received a standing ovation when he came to the plate, complete with his .400 batting average in tow, and he got one of just five hits on the night against his former teammate Noah Syndergaard in the Mets' 2-0 win. Syndergaard was super sharp, striking out 10. He was matched in that K total by the Nationals' Max Scherzer, who was coming off a record-tying 20-strikeout performance in his last start. But Scherzer blinked first in this one, with Michael Conforto and Curtis Granderson each hitting solo home runs to give Syndergaard all the runs he would need. Two franchises that have never won a Stanley Cup and have long histories of playoff heartache have now split the first two games of their Western Conference final. Last night in St. Louis, the San Jose Sharks shut out the Blues 4-0. Brett Burns had two power play goals for the Sharks, and one game after Blues goalie Brian Elliott was the star of the show in shutting down the Sharks, San Jose's Martin Jones came up with a pretty good 26-save efforts of his own as the series now shifts back to San Jose knotted at a game apiece. There wasn't much drama in Game 1 of the Eastern Conference NBA Finals last night. Maybe the Toronto Raptors were showing fatigue after their bruising seven-game series victory over Miami, or maybe it's just the fact that the Cleveland Cavaliers have LeBron James and Kyrie Irving and are just really, really good. King James had 24 points, Irving added 27, and the Cavs pummeled Toronto 115-84 in Cleveland last night. And for those of you scoring at home, the Cavs are still perfect this postseason. They have yet to lose a single playoff game as they try to be anointed the first Cleveland team to win a championship in any sport in 52 years. The NBA also played some ping pong yesterday in the form of its annual lottery draft. And the news was good, if not great, for the Boston Celtics, who have a history of coming out on the short end of the stick when it comes to the luck of the draw in the lottery. The Celtics could have picked as low as number six due to the ping pong balls bouncing one way or the other last night. Instead, they were awarded the third selection overall. The Philadelphia 76ers got the number one pick. The LA Lakers will choose second. And the expectation is that the two biggest names in Duke forward Brandon Ingram and Louisiana State forward Ben Simmons will go one and two. But we'll see how it shakes out when the actual draft takes place next month. In any event, the Celtics should get a pretty good pick at number three. We'll see what Danny Ainge does with that. The GM of the Celtics, he could trade it. He could keep it. The Celtics are trying to rebuild and come up a winner. They're getting there, but they're still a few players away.